Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all pretty much in green. Just the deferred SEP new crop contracts of 2016 are weaker. But corn had huge volume yesterday, 49,000 contracts trading, changing hands. And the beans experienced something similar, maybe 26,000 there. And, of course, we note that the wheat also had a big volume as well of a change in ownership in the open interest. That usually is indicative of perhaps a low. And I think when you look at the bean market, you know, two cargoes of 20,000 metric tons each going to China here today announced for sales of bean oil. And the Chinese are not stupid. They know that palm oil in a year of a strong El Nino, even a moderate El Nino, would have issues. And, of course, smog and fog levels are very high in Singapore, and that's causing schools to shut down. They do that at a level of 300, and the levels readings have been as high as 400. So, you know, we have China is looking ahead and realizing they need the veg oil, and, of course, India is going to be a huge veg oil buyer, too. And that's probably soybeans. Now, granted, there's good supplies of soybeans in the world globally, but other alternative oil seeds, there aren't. The supplies are very tight. That's just going to put more demand for bean oil. So bean oil is rallying and carrying the beans today. Bean oil currently up 73 on the D's. That is leading the beans to be up about 8. But we think the lows are in on beans, and at least probably till we roll the year over. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.